This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 418.5, down 4.25. September corn, 412.25, down 3.75. December corn, 418, down 4.75. July soybeans, 1392.5, down 7.5. August soybeans, 1314.75, down 13. September soybeans, 1180.25, down 3.5. July wheat, 561.75, up 2. September wheat, 575.5, up 3. December wheat, 598.25, up 3.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. First of all, the Illinois country grain prices did end mixed on Wednesday afternoon, with plentiful old crop supplies and corn and soybean fields developing favorably. Corn and soybean sought lower levels. Wheat found support in rain slowing up the harvest. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 10 cents lower at 392 to 416. Soybean bids were down 13 cents at 1365 to 1390. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 4 cents lower at 396 to 416. Soybean bids down 10 to 15 cents at 1367 to 1390. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 4 cents at 409 to 434. Soybean bids mostly 13 to 18 cents lower at 1374 to 1398. And wheat bids up 3 to 5 cents at 530 to 552. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 3 to 13 cents at 1395 to 1435. Basis steady to 10 cents stronger, ranging from 80 to 120 over the August. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $472.30 to $495.30, which was down $3.80 a ton, with basis unchanged, ranging from 20 to 43 over the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 4 to 7 cents lower at 412 to 432, with basis steady to 3 cents lower, range from option to 20 over September. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids down 1 to 9 cents, range from 425 to 427, with basis at 13 to 15 over September. Soybean bids ended 4 to 13 lower at 1390 to 1411, with basis unchanged to 9 cents stronger, range from 75 to 96 over the August. Wheat prices ended mixed on Wednesday, ranging from 550 to 564, with basis also mixed, ranging from 12 to 26 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids down 1 to 4 cents at 441 to 444. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 7 to 18 cents, with quotations at 1414 to 1424. Soft red winter wheat ended mixed at 584 to 586, and Milo down 4 cents at 434 to 444. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from 380 up to 396. New crop soybean bids at 1105 to 1129. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 385 up to 398. New crop soybean bids 1109 to 1124. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 376 up to $4 even, with new crop soybean bids range from 1112 to 1132. That completes our grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, 152.32, up 82 cents. October live cattle, 155.67, up 60 cents. December live cattle, 155.57, up 20 cents. August feeder cattle, 216.20, up 42 cents. September feeder cattle, 217.55, up 55 cents. October feeder cattle, 217.37, up 10 cents. July lean hogs, 130.80, down 25 cents. August lean hogs, 130.35, down 7 cents. October lean hogs, 115.10, up 95 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's second afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 121 to 127 with a weighted average carcass price of 126.23. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 68 to 70, 4 to 5 weights 69 to 76, 5 to 6 weights 75 to 79, and 6 weights and up 77 to 83. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $85 to $92. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 16,687 head. And in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 154 to 158 and on a dress basis at 245 to 246. Heifers on a live basis traded at 155 to 156 and on a dress basis 245 to 248. Now on to the United Producers Livestock Auction Report. They had receipts of 351 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 145 for some low dressing, and regular dressing were 150 to 158. Select and choice were 141.75 to 148.75, and select steers were 124.50 to 138. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 140 to 147.25, and select and choice Holstein steers were 133 to 138. Select Holstein steers were 125 to 129.50. Choice slaughter heifers 150 to 157.25, and select and choice were 140 to 149. Now, moving on to the Greenville Livestock Opening Report. They had receipts of 738 head, and compared to 2 weeks ago, steers and heifers were $2 to $3 higher. Holstein steers were untested early, starting with the choice choice slaughter steers. They were 147.50 to 157. Select and choice were 140 to 147, and choice heifers were 148 to 157. And moving on now to the Fairview Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 157 head. Choice slaughter steers were 149 to 157.75. Select and choice were 147.50 to 148. Choice heifers were 150 to 157. And onto the slaughter cows, they had breakers bringing 104.25 to 109.25 with the high dressing 109.25 to 121. Boners were 101 to 106. And leans were 88.50 to 92.50. Now, from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 404 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass is 133.17, and that was 253 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were 247.66, and that was 47 cents lower, and select carcasses were 240.12, and that was 62 cents higher. From the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000, that compared to 116,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 411,000. That compared to 395,000 last week and 423,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.19. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.93. July corn delivered to Scottville, $4.10. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.84. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.91. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $11.23. July beans delivered to Scottville, $13.80. October beans delivered to Scottville, $11.23. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.50. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.19, corn at Scottville is $4.10, beans at Greenfield are $13.91, beans at Scottville are $13.80, and wheat at Scottville is $5.50. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service will fully reinstate its cattle program this month by surveying nearly 10,000 cattle operations across the U.S. to provide an up-to-date measure of U.S. cattle inventories. NAS National Operations Division Director Joe Prusecki says it was suspended in March 2013 due to the sequestration budget reductions, but the cattle program will return to a semi-annual program this year with July and January surveys and cattle reports.
We'll collect information on number of milk cows, number of beef cows. We'll go down into the calf crop, number of cattle on feed and such, but basically breaking down the total inventory of cattle on an operation into the various pieces, plus a projection of how many calves are to be born for like the second half of this year.
In January, NAS reported the all cattle and calves inventory in the U.S. was the lowest since 1951 at 82.1 million head, and Prusecki says the July cattle survey will provide an update.
And it gives us an idea, is the herd expanding, is it contracting? It gives us a feel for what direction the cattle industry is going.
Prusecki says the information collected through the survey is important to everyone involved in the cattle industry.
It starts out with the cattle producer because they can see what's the whole industry doing, so they can make a decision. Do they expand their operation or do they do something different? Agribusinesses, there's individuals that provide feed, supplies to the cattle industry. There's also the slaughter plants. There's all the marketing individuals involved that use the information, again, to make decisions about what to do with the cattle industry. And obviously then there's policymakers, both at the local, state, and national level that use this information to help look forward for the cattle industry. Is there any sort of tools needed to help the cattle industry?
NAS wants to thank all of the producers who participate in this survey, and Prusecki encourages cattle producers who get contacted this month to take the time to participate in the July cattle survey. Data for the July cattle survey will be released on July 25th at 2 o'clock. The modern-day farmer has gotten rather high-tech, and with all this technology and fancy equipment laying around the farm, some farmers are looking for a way to protect that equipment via surveillance systems on the farm. I spoke with Todd Altman of Altman Monitoring Solutions about on-farm monitoring systems.
Our business is focusing on different solutions for monitoring equipment, animals, temperature, humidity, things like that on the farm. Our top-selling product right now seems to be video. Video is becoming more and more important, not only for security purposes on the farm, but also in, calving operations, things to that nature. Fuel is always a concern on the farm, but we have different lines of cameras, from cost-effective solutions to more elaborate controllable cameras with high-power zoom. One of the unique aspects of our business is the ability to use wireless equipment to navigate, traverse around the farm without having to use trenching equipment or any sort of overhead wires.
You said in addition to kind of a surveillance aspect that you have monitoring systems that can monitor temperature and humidity?
Correct, yes. We have different types of sensors that can be deployed throughout the farm to give the farmer the access of temperature, humidity, water presence, things to that nature. And the great thing about this is with the internet, we can do all this from our iPads, our phones, basically anytime, anywhere. You hear that saying a lot through the industry since the internet has been introduced, and it really is true. That's the great thing about our wireless capabilities, too. when we distribute this wireless signal around the farm, we are literally transferring the internet from the house to the locations on the farm. So at that point, we can, you know, get cameras on the internet, we can get sensors on the internet, or if it's going out to the farmer's shop, we can provide internet out there for the farmer so that now he can hook up laptops or things to that nature out in these outbuildings. So it's a really neat way to, you know, produce the internet, sensor technology, all that kind of stuff out there. As more and more things get high tech, the internet is a crucial tool to, you know, getting this data where it needs to go. And we recently have partnered up with a company out of Indiana for some copper theft sensors. This new device is unbelievable what it can do. It is very, very simple, does not require power, and this device, if there is a cut in a line, it will send a text or it will make phone calls, which is a really unique aspect to this piece of equipment, to 10 different people on the call list. And from my understanding, this could be routed to an on-duty police officer along with the farmer himself, you know, a hired hand. Multiple people can be alerted via text message, email, or even a phone call, which is really cool.
Monitoring systems on farms are becoming increasingly more popular. Todd Altman went over this trend and why he thinks the popularity is increasing.
As of right now, it is security reasons. You know, last year there was a rash of copper theft going on, and kind of the four corners of the county were Christian, Montgomery, and Sangamon, the three corners there. We were having a little bit of a rash of theft. So it is a big concern. A lot of your bigger operations are using the equipment to, you know, monitor employee, you know, just people showing up on time for work. We've got a lot of concern with fuel, you know, as fuel prices go up. It always is raised, you know, I would like a camera watching my fuel area. So, you know, security is probably the number one reason. But like I said, I always try to, you know, yes, we can use them for security, but what other purposes can those cameras be used for? You know, can we watch a gauge on a dryer? Can we, you know, and then we can get into a controllable camera where we can be watching the driveway for 90% of the time. But if there is some sort of gauge, a fuel gauge or something like that, fairly close, we can turn that camera and we can zoom in on it, and they can get a reading, you know, from their phones, you know, literally from their phones, you know, with the way today's technology is. So,
right.
But then as we roll into, it seems like when we get into the winter months, then the calving becomes very important. Start to get a lot of calls for, you know, watching the birthing process. We can get those cameras right out there into the barns and stream them back to the house all wirelessly. Then the farmer can call up instead of making the multiple trips at night, they can call those up on their iPads and also, you know, on their phones if needed, so right there in their house.
That would be really handy, not having to trudge out through snow and ice to go check on the cows.
Correct.
To see if they're calving, or on the pigs to see if they're farrowing, to just be able to pull up a video feed.
Yes, correct. And like I said, we get really good pictures, and the night vision, you know, is by far, and of all the homework that I've done and the research that I've done with the cameras, these cameras are producing extremely great night vision in pitch dark conditions.
So is getting monitoring systems on farms growing in popularity? Does it seem to be growing in the ag sector?
Absolutely. It's you know, it's probably 95% of my business. I think the key to the success or the amount that it has grown to be in my business is the ability of the wireless. This isn't, like I said earlier, this isn't the wireless that you see in the magazines or the, you know, the retail stores. This is high-powered, long-range wireless equipment that it's just phenomenal. I mean, the way it works, we literally have a camera 4.5 miles away from one of my customers' farm, his main farm, 4.5 miles away, off-site grain bin. We have a camera, and it streams back to his house and records. So this equipment is amazing.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yes, and it's very cost-effective, very cost-effective. I can't trench or run overhead lines as cheap as this equipment costs.
Again, that was Todd Altman of Altman Monitoring Solutions. If you have questions about monitoring solutions for your farm, you can visit www.altmanmonitoringsolutions.com or you can email Todd Altman at todd@altmanmonitoringsolutions.com. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.